item number 4 from the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding taxicab dispatch service for taxicabs providing paratransit on-demand rides. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Through our paratransit program, we provide same-day on-demand rides for those individuals that are ambulatory and can use a taxi in this instance to get to where they're going. And in the past, we haven't had much competition for that particular service, which is why we entertained the idea of perhaps performing that in-house. And I just wanted to say that up front, because what we're really looking for is competition and best value in all of our procurements. And at this point, providing that same-day on-demand service is through a contract that we have with the American United Taxi Cab Company. And initially, we were asked to prepare a report to look at the potential of operating a dispatch service countywide for any and all taxis that would want to sign up. And before we delivered that report to you, Mr. Chair, and the committee, it was referred to Corporation Counsel, and they reviewed state regulations regarding the authority to operate a transit system. And Corporation Counsel determined that the taxi operations is something that isn't within our purview. From there, we changed and are now presenting a report that looks at only offering dispatch service for those rides that at this point would be currently done under the contract. It's a much smaller pool of rides. We also had been asked to look at the opportunity to cover the costs of a dispatch service with a taxi cab user fee, something on the order of $300 to $400. And we took a look at what we're doing today and drew some conclusions that this isn't that feasible, and I'd like to explain a little bit why. Currently, there are 164 taxi cabs that are registered to provide those paratransit rides, and on average, we have about 155 of those in any given month providing rides, and they're providing about 42 each on average. Some one or two, some as high as 82, or the single highest as high as 82. And if we look at an average of 42 rides and the pay that the drivers are receiving for those rides, it's around $11, which would really put their average monthly revenue above $462. That is higher than the $300 to $400 fee, but it really puts these taxi drivers at a break-even point, and it really isn't something that we see as feasible for them. I didn't describe the projected costs. When we look at our pay scale for clerks, supervisors, customer service liaisons, reservationists, things of that nature, we come up with a projected budget of about $1 million and 13 personnel. So what we're really trying to do is cover $1 million cost with a monthly fee on about 160 drivers, and that would really be over $500 per cab, which we see as an issue and not one that we would likely be able to overcome. So with that information, I consider this not feasible for a couple of reasons. The projected costs are higher than staffing costs paid by the current contractor. Our projected $1 million fee is higher than under the current contract. They must pay a lower pay scale than we do. One that, in fact, may not be in compliance with the county's new minimum wage ordinance, but that doesn't apply to a contract that's been executed in the past. The MCTS paratransit on-demand ride demand is only about 70,000 rides per year, which isn't enough to justify a large dispatch operation subscriber fee. There isn't enough work to go around to have that cost covered with the fee. And really, state regulations don't permit it to expand it beyond that limited body. So just to wrap up, we are interested in competition. We are interested in best value. So a few weeks back, we issued a request for information to seek out and contact as many current paratransit providers, taxi providers, the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world to say, we have this on-demand service we would like to provide for the paratransit constituents. How could you provide that service? How could you address issues of training and safety and quality of service, et cetera? And we have a deadline for those initial responses of, I want to say Monday, I believe it's the 15th. We will use that information to shape an RFP that we would then issue this fall and seek to do likely a three-year contract for same-day service and really anticipate that we'll be able to structure an RFP in a way where we will get a lot of competition and ultimately get the best value that we're all seeking.
Senator Rusher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fahim, I want to thank you for your efforts on putting this together and our conversations in the past. I would say, though, that things are rapidly changing, and you mentioned the 100, roughly 60 cabs that we currently have registered to provide the service. With the changes at the City of Milwaukee and with the new technologies that have come out, we can see that rapidly changing to, you know, a few hundred more actually going into this. And it may be well worth a small subscriber fee to have access to this pool of rides. So I would say that as we look at both the RFI and the future RFP process, that we keep in mind the potential changes on the near horizon and be as flexible as possible as we craft that RFP. And receive and place in the file.
We have a motion to receive and place in the file. Any comments or questions from the committee? Senator Jersey.
I thank you also for this report. It is, I think, still a moving target in a lot of ways, and I appreciate that, the fact that you were being proactive with seeking the additional report that you're going to receive on Monday. I look at this, if you were to charge $300 to $400 per month, while that seems like a fairly high number, actually, you know, if you were running an office where you had to have rent paid and computer equipment, etc., it would easily cost you that or more. And really, if you think about it, this becomes, quote, their office as they provide their service. The only other question I guess I had is seeking to try to understand how you can provide that call service. We run 411, our county helps fund 411. Did you explore that at all as to whether that service could somehow also take calls like this?
No, we did not explore 411, and that may be a good idea to explore in the context of the RFP that we're preparing.
And I know that's not your service, that 411 is a different service, but they specifically have a call center set up. And I don't know if it would be something they could do in terms of receiving those calls and then directing them. So I do think we still need to try to keep thinking out of the box on this. So if you could just add that little piece to your next report.
Thank you.
Any other questions, committee?
Supervisors Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair. 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend the item number 4 be received and placed on file prevails.